Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 2nd, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13. We'll be reading verse 44 through the end of the chapter. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up to the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Have you understood all these things?" Jesus asked. "Yes," they replied. He said to them, "Therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old." When Jesus had finished these parables, he moved on from there. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. "Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers?" they asked. "Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own town and in his own home." And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. And now we turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading the first part of Psalm 89. We'll be reading verses 1 through 18. A maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, "I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endowed with power. Your hand is strong. Your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness. For you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. And now we turn over to the book of Hosea. Yesterday we finished up Song of Songs, and today we start a new book. And as always, when we begin a new book, I encourage you to go online to the Bible Project and search for the book Hosea, and there's a 6 or 7 minute video that will be greatly helpful in kind of setting the context for this book. I'll give you a little of what they talked about in the video. Hosea was a prophet during the time of Jeroboam II. Jeroboam II was a king in the northern kingdom, or the kingdom of Israel, not the southern kingdom of Judah, where Jerusalem was and where the line of David was. But this was the northern kingdom that broke off from the southern kingdom. And in about 200 years after that break, Jeroboam II is the king, and he is considered an evil king. And Hosea is prophesying during this time when the nation is descending into chaos. And I'm just going to give us a context for the first three chapters. So chapters 1-3 is about Hosea's marriage to Gomer. Now, Gomer is a woman who is unfaithful, and God says to Hosea, despite her unfaithfulness, I want you to go and pursue her, to find her, and to confess your love to her. And this is all a prophetic symbol of God's faithfulness to Israel. So with that, we will turn to Hosea chapter 1, and I'll be reading the entire chapter. The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the reign of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and during the reign of Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, king of Israel. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go, marry a promiscuous woman and have children with her, for like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord." So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Then the Lord said to Hosea, "Call him Jezreel, because I will soon punish the house of Jehu for the massacre of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel. In that day I will break Israel's bow in the valley of Jezreel." Gomer conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. Then the Lord said to Hosea, "Call her Lo-Ruhamah, which means not loved, for I will no longer show love to Israel, that I should at all forgive him. Yet I will show love to Judah, and I will save them, not by bow, sword, or battle, or by horses and horsemen, but I, the Lord their God, will save them." After she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, Gomer had another son. Then the Lord said, "Call him Lo-Ami, which means not my people, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Yet the Israelites will be like the sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted. In the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' they will be called children of the living God. The people of Judah and the people of Israel will come together. They will appoint one leader and will come up out of the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Just to review in Hosea is called by God to marry a prostitute named Gomer. And then she has three children with prophetic names. One is named Jezreel, and this is having to do with Baalism and the battle that was there that was ungodly. And then there's a girl that is born, and she is named Loruhama, which means not loved. And it's this prophetic word that the people will be given over to their own desires. And then there's a boy named Lo-Ami, which means not my people. And it's just a recognition that the people of Israel are going off and prostituting themselves with other gods. And then at the end, there's a hopeful word that one day the people who are called not my people will actually be called children of the living God. This is a reminder that our God is living and that His Word is living, and that through even a book like Hosea, where we wrestle and say, God, what do you have for me here? We can ask ourselves these application questions like, Lord, am I searching after other things? Am I prostituting myself with the things of this world instead of giving my full devotion to you? And so as we close today, I want us to pray a prayer that I found in the Common Book of Prayer, a prayer for mercy. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, you have not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Grant that we, who for our evil deeds deserve to be punished, by the might of your grace, may mercifully be relieved through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.